Hey, AfterBuzzers, welcome back to the Unreal After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. Tonight, we're going to be breaking down Season 3, Episode 4, titled Confront. We're going to be talking about the three Ds, dancing, drugs, and drama. Guys, drama. Get your heads out of the gutter. And we have special guest and great friend of the show, Josh Kelly, here, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello again, everyone. Sorry to start on such a serious note, but this song was in the episode and Alexi really brought it to life. So thank you for joining us. Again, I am your host, Sam Davidson. I am joined by my lovely panelists here.
Hey, everyone. I'm Leslie Powers.
Hey, party people, I'm Erica Edwards.
Hey, guys, I'm Taylor Gates.
And Josh Kelly is back. Hello!
Can't get rid of me.
I asked this time. I was like, wait, where have you been? Come back. You have to come back. So he did, and thank you so much.
I flew in from Florida this morning.
I know. I was like,
just for this.
He's like a guest host.
I really hope it wasn't just for this. I feel bad now.
No, I had stuff to do.
Okay, cool.
I water the plants.
Good.
Well, this was a really fun episode. It felt like the gears started moving. Overall, what did you guys think?
This was my favorite episode of season three so far. I think it just kind of capitalized on everything that makes this show so great. Like, the Rachel and Quinn interaction was really interesting. Kind of seeing the character development with both Jay and Madison. So I loved it. That was so good.
Overall, I really liked it. I felt like, yeah, they hit on a lot of key points. I really finally got my questions answered. Like, why is nobody not saying anything about Madison being a hoe? And so I'm glad that people kind of like checked her. Like, we know you sleep with the boss.
We know you a hoe, Madison.
Yes, exactly. We know you are. So I really enjoyed that. And then there were so many questions, like the last 5 minutes. I was like, but wait.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I felt like the whole episode was, like, setting everything up, so it kind of went a little slow in the last 5 minutes. I was like, but I need 10 more minutes.
Right, because
there
exactly.
was so much that happened, and I felt like Quinn is just going to raise some hell next episode, so I'm really excited about that.
What about you, Josh?
I enjoyed it.
Watching
you enjoyed
it or making
it?
I enjoyed watching it. No, I wanted to see Alex Sparrow's dancing, because I wasn't there that day, and they'd been talking about it, and I was curious to see how Jeremy and Charlie's date would turn out.
Charlie, yes, of course. I wrote down Chelsea for some reason, and I was like, that's not
that's
right.
That's an actor's name.
That's her name. Right. That's the actress.
Yes, that's because we booked her for next week. That is exactly why I did
that.
That's exciting.
That is exciting.
Or no, sorry, 2 weeks from now.
Two weeks.
Next week, we get the real-life Alexi.
Oh, Mr. Alex Sparrow?
Yes.
He's fantastic.
Is his real name Alex Sparrow?
It's Alexi Sparrow. I don't know.
Fancy.
It's something in Russian.
Yes.
Russian pirate. That's exactly
yeah.
what he is.
Captain yes. Alex Sparrow.
That's yeah. exactly what I think of.
I mean, he really, for me, like, brightened up this episode so much. He was so funny. And I completely believed everything he did. And he did a lot of crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So kudos to him. I can't wait to talk to him next week.
Yes. Yeah. I'm seeing all sides of it right now with Jay. Yes. And he still has a little thing going with Rachel and Serena. Like, it's just, he's all over the place.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about him. I mean, we have a ton going on. First, we get this pitch that Jay is super stressed out about because Quinn, I mean, I didn't think Quinn took it that seriously, even though he pitched Alexi last week. But, you know, she's getting her suit designed. She's already got, like, a poster for the presentation. So Jay's really, really freaking out. I mean, this is stuff, though, that, like, Quinn and Rachel pull all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually feels bad about lying. But, you know, as we see, he falls down the rabbit hole of evil. But we'll get to that. But, yeah, they convinced Serena, and I love this. I mean, it was just such good writing and good acting when Rachel convinces Serena to take Alexi on the date. And then Serena was like, I have this idea, Alexi, you know? And it's just, again, great acting by Shiri and Caitlin. What did you guys think about this interaction, how she's being manipulated?
I mean, it's something that we've seen a lot in the past couple seasons, but not so much this season yet. And it's just, I think, cementing the fact that Rachel can't keep this essential honesty thing going much longer. She's kind of fallen off the wagon.
Mm-hmm. She's going in and out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Rachel is just like the major manipulator. So she is really great at it. And it was interesting because the Sutress has kind of been the one kind of running the show for the past few episodes. Like, she hasn't really, she's been acting like, oh, I love Rachel, but then she does what she wants to do. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting the times when it really comes down to it and they ask her to do something, she does actually do it. So that's always interesting to see.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's fun to watch. But again, so, what? Sorry, what do you think, Josh? I almost forgot you were here for a second.
About what? About,
hello. Oh. Hello. About Serena and Rachel's relationship.
Oh, I like to see, I like seeing Rachel do what she does. And I feel like it would have been a disservice if they didn't have her do it to Serena, you know?
Yeah.
Because that's her strength. And since she does it to all these guys all the time, it's nice to see her. Like, she can't help it.
I feel like she likes Serena, though. I feel like she really genuinely likes her, but she just can't help herself.
And she does like her. That's the problem. Mm-hmm.
And she likes being on Quinn's good side more than she likes
Serena.
Mommy
gives me a pat on
the back. Yeah, exactly. But back to Alexi. You know, he's doing drugs. He gets cocaine from the guy that he knows on the date with the dancing. And it's very clear, you know, that he's doing cocaine. And then Jay is facilitating it now because that is the perfect time to ask someone to do something for you when they're in withdrawal from drugs and need more.
Yes, just dangle that packet right in front of his face.
Yeah.
He's like, anything you want, I will do it. But Jay looks so sad doing it. It was like, how bad do I want my show made?
Like, come on, though, dude. Like, you've seen so much crazy stuff happen, especially with Mary and the drugs. I think there's somewhat of a similarity there because it's, you know, you're messing with people's brains, essentially. And so I'm like, you are better than this. Like, you've seen so much bad stuff happen because of it. And I feel like he has always kind of held himself to a higher standard. Right. And now he's just playing dirty like all the others.
And I felt like Alexi was so excited about the tape and about the concept. Why not ask him? At the end, when Alexi was like, well, what would make me do that? Why wouldn't you do it? Yeah. You're like a cokehead. You know, I mean, I'm just saying.
Cokeheads do anything.
Not that you didn't have a career, but you're on this show. Why wouldn't you want to star in your own show? So part of me was surprised that they felt the need to go that dark to get him to do the show.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's unreal.
It is. And I felt like Jay's boyfriend had a lot to do with it. Mm-hmm. The pressure just built on Jay that I'm disappointing my boyfriend.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get my show made. Here. What can I do?
Yeah. Have you, I forget, did Jeremy work at all with Jay's, your characters? Did you guys do anything together in the first season?
Not really. I mean, we all knew each other.
Yeah. He's so great, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey is great.
I don't know, because I haven't met him, because he has his own podcast on other things, and he's very busy. Hopefully, maybe we could get him. But I really want to meet him. He seems so cool.
Now, I did feel like when Alexi was there and at the end of the date and Jay's boyfriend came, like, I don't know, the way Alexi was with Jay, I was like, does everybody else see that he's gay? Like, because when Jay's boyfriend was like, you know, he's after you, he's pretending to be gay, and I was like, he's kind of, I don't know, Rachel, I was like, nobody really caught it but Jay's boyfriend, but he was just, I think, a little extra friendly.
Yes.
Yeah, well, someone commented or saw on Twitter or something that he's just sexually fluid because he continues to hit on Rachel. Then you find out he has an ex-girlfriend, Natalia, which they dangle in front of him to kind of do this. And I forget which one of you brought it up one of the first weeks, but it is interesting that it's in real time. It's not like The Bachelor where everything is over before the show starts airing.
Yeah.
But it's every week, and they just, like, edit it so fast, and they put it out immediately, which is crazy.
Then people are watching it, like they said, Natalia's watching you.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like live television. It's nuts. One of the scenes I loved with Jay, though, specifically, was we got to see a fun Jay. I loved the first scene. Yes. So we're going to talk about Man Bun, it's like the Man Bun Inquisition. Like, what do you even, I mean, that's what they called it, but it's like there's a better word for it, and I can't think about it. But when Madison tells Quinn and Jay, and you're just expecting them to be like, shit, like, oh my God. No, they just laugh, and they go, that is the funniest thing. Like, they just crack up laughing.
I think they knew it was going to make some sort of storyline
for
them.
Yeah. And, I mean, so they put these men in, like, a fake jungle.
Oh, God. Brennan Elliott was so good in that.
So funny.
The man
won. What do we do?
Take the stick of truth.
And Quinn says something like, mop yourself off, Graham. Like, something ridiculous.
Oh, can someone hose...
Yes, exactly.
He's getting too excited.
You know, again, another reason why I love this season, because they just keep on, you know, putting those scenes, and they're just so absurd. But
they balance it out.
Shirtless scenes?
Yes, the shirt where they just, like, have to have their shirts off.
Yeah. But, I mean, they would do that. They do that on the those shows.
And that's true.
With, like, the bachelor, with the contestants that are female, I mean, they're always in their bathing suits, so I guess that's really not that much different.
It's a fair trade-off.
Yeah, fair trade-off. We figure out, I think, who did it. Did we figure out who did it? I mean, they claim that Billy did it, and Zach took the blame, even though he didn't do it, and they just, you know, changed his head.
Right.
Josh, who did it?
Yeah, I know. Billy the race car driver.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I think he did.
And then but they, like, put his face
on. He had an accomplice.
On. Yeah.
He sounded like he had an accomplice when he did it, I think.
Yeah, and then they put, did they put Zach's face on? Yeah. His face in the camera? Just to,
It was that same technology I think they showed us last week with Chet cutting the interview.
That makes sense. Because I did cut her out. I was, like, kind of confused. I thought, like, I don't know. I didn't get as much clarity as I wanted on that. So that makes
me
sense,
too.
Though.
I was like, yeah, do I need to go back and watch that? I was like,
But okay. Billy is a hothead, so...
I just...
Yeah, Quinn's like, I won't miss his toothpicks, but...
I love the elimination ceremony, too, where it's just like, I'm finally cutting you, bitch.
Yeah, that was funny.
It's so ridiculous. You know, every week is sponsored by a new company.
Favorite.
It's
really funny.
It is.
Yeah, it's really, like, smart, and they're always kind of, like, bad things.
Yeah.
You know, that could maybe cause violence in some way. You know, last week was the Swiss Army knife.
So. Swedish Army knife.
Sorry, Swedish.
Solution to all problems.
Wait.
It was a Swedish Army knife. It was a slow watch. This one was the hair
vacuum.
Yeah.
Was there a tire iron? Did I
Yeah.
That?
Yeah.
Yes. A tire pressure gauge. Yeah.
The pressure gauge.
Sponsored by Billy.
Yes. Poor Billy. He is gone. I want to talk about Madison next.
Ooh. Wisconsin?
Yes.
Weird segue, but
but let's do it. Why not?
Wisconsin. What do you want to know?
Madison, Wisconsin, everyone. That's what we're going to be talking about. No, you know, our lovely Madison, who is unzipping her way up the ladder. Is that what she said?
Yes.
I mean, I don't. It's really gross, the her and Gary thing, because to me, she seems extraordinarily young, and he is not one of those, you know. Like, he could definitely have grandchildren.
Yes. Oh, yeah. He's a silver fox kind
of. He's not like a 45-year-old dude, whatever. I mean, he's like...
I think Christopher Cousins is a handsome old devil.
He is handsome. He is. I totally get it. If he was with someone that was... But she's like 20 years old to me.
So. And he's in power, so it doesn't matter at the end of the day. It's...
Exactly. Although before this episode, I kind of thought that he was married and she was like his side chick. Well, and then when Rachel was like, "Well, haven't you been seeing out with him?" I was like, "Oh, he's not married. She can be out and about." I didn't even know. I was like, "Well, this is good to know." So I was like, "Well, he's single. I mean, it's still wrong because he's in a position of power. But, you know, I mean, if they're both single, date who you want to date."
Yeah. I think in season two, didn't his wife like find out about all of his mistresses or something? I can't remember.
I don't think so. I don't remember that.
Was he involved? No, was it him that was involved in that really creepy episode, season one, when Adam had to have sex with that woman? No, I think those were just investors.
Those were just, Brad. Okay.
Those were investors.
Brad. Another boss.
Yeah.
Besides Gary.
Brad.
Yeah. Well, their relationship is not going so well. She's finally realizing that her pilot isn't a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't even watch it.
But Lenny did. His assistant.
Lenny did.
Loved it. And she's just so easily manipulated. I feel bad for her. But I don't.
I hope Quinn's speech to her, I think it triggered something, which is why she checked his computer.
Yeah.
For something we don't know.
Yeah. I'm wondering what that is. Yeah, I think Madison just really likes validation because, I mean, when, what's her name? Robin, the reporter, started kind of, you know, complimenting her. She's just easily swayed by compliments.
Well,
but maybe Quinn's speech, because it was a little bit nicer in tone, maybe it, like, spoke to her heart and she'll change.
Yes.
And that's like journalism 101, you know, for real reporters out there. You find the weak link and then you just kind of like massage them until they crack.
Yes.
And it was so easy. And yeah, this reporter, did anyone else think the like Yale Lori storyline is going to come back through this? Because she, it wasn't like she just found this story. This seemed like a big passion of hers that she's been really trying to get on. And maybe Yale was like her underling, kind of. And she's, because they keep on mentioning the murder, you know,
alleged murder.
So it might be Chet that totally messes up because he invited her.
Yeah, and, it's stupid.
He's so stupid.
I mean, God, I love Chet. Just such a big bundle of, like, joy and stupidity. Yeah. But I love him. But, I mean, it's going to be his fault at the end of the day because he went searching for it. But I don't know. I'm thinking it could be kind of cool to have that because they do continue to talk about it. So that storyline kind of come back and
Maybe Robin's going to get to this one.
Ooh, that could happen.
I don't even know what Jeremy, I don't really even know his mental state that much anymore. I'm like, does he feel bad about killing those people, or does he really think it was totally Rachel's fault? Those people, you know, we know them. Yeah. We used to.
I mean, I think that will get touched on eventually.
Yeah.
We're not there yet?
No. Gotta take some, you know, like, toil on your heart. And, you know, we've said this. Jeremy's not a bad guy. He's misunderstood.
Is he going to get all essential honest on all of us?
Oh, my gosh.
And how much dating of his coworker underling is he going to do?
Yeah. Wow.
That was quick, too. It was like,
I know. It was like...
He bought her wings.
So I know. It was like wings and a little, you know, whatever that view was.
Overlook.
Yeah, I think there was a scene before that where I asked her out that got cut.
I did kind of feel like it there was really a scene that got cut with you guys this episode.
Yeah.
Because we were kind of flirting, and then all of a sudden
we're on a date. And I was referencing or Jeremy was referencing me asking her out. I think there was a, I don't know, maybe I was just really bad in it. I had to go.
No, you were very charming. I mean, I just remember when, you know, we met you first season. You were a good dude.
I know. Got ruined.
And engaged.
Ruined by the rage. Yeah.
I forgot. Yeah.
The rage bomb.
Yeah, the rage. I mean, it's a disease. I don't think anyone makes it out alive. Seriously.
She slept with that British guy.
I know.
Oh, well, you can't really blame her for that.
It happens.
I mean, I'm sorry.
It's
but
the accent.
Yeah.
I lived with Freddie while we were shooting it. I loved every second of it.
Well, is that when he was, you know, falling in love with Joanna Brady and they're now married?
Well, they hadn't yet. They became friends first because he was dating another girl and they honestly were just friends. And we were like they called us the Three Amigos. We were the three of us. Oh. I got them
so
together.
So you were the third wheel.
And I facilitated the proposal too.
Oh my gosh.
It was really cool.
Wow.
During season two.
That's so cool.
That's so sweet.
Wait, was she on the show?
She played Anna.
Yeah, she played Anna the first
who
season.
Leaves him at the altar.
Mm-hmm. Who was on Greek. I loved her on that show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I know. Fun. I didn't know that little tidbit there.
Yeah. Yep. Fun fact.
Yeah. I love it. I loved them, though. I miss Freddie Stroma.
He's rad. He's shooting his own. He's got a pilot right now that he's the lead in.
Good
for him.
I will watch it.
Maybe we'll see him on Game of Thrones randomly again.
Never know. But yeah, back to this reporter. I mean, she's definitely trying to develop this anti-feminism. I don't know if Chet gave her the idea about feminism, and then she, you know, discovered Quinn and said, "Oh, well, she's the anti-feminist kind of thing." But I think she'll be back. I looked her up on IMDb, and I think she's going to be back.
Oh, I bet.
So, sure. Yeah.
What'd she say? Zeitgeisty?
Zeitgeisty. What is a zeitgeist exactly? I mean, I know the term, but I don't even really know what it is.
It's like kind of just pop culture, right?
What's popular in pop culture?
It's like the trend. Right. Like what's on the cusp of like...
So like hashtag Time's Up would be in the zeitgeist.
Oh.
The ether.
I kept on thinking of Zagat. Do you know what that is?
Yeah,
that,
like the Zagat guy?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, like the guide to the city.
Yeah.
Zagat.
Yeah.
Zagat. It's like you probably could see it in your brain, and I didn't even know exactly what it is when I saw it. But yeah, Zeitgeisty. I'm going to use that.
The paper version of Yelp.
Yes. Basically, it is. It is. That's exactly it.
Exactly it.
But yeah, I'm curious of how different Robin's going to be from Mayel, though. Like, as far as how far they're going to let her get.
She's probably not going to put her body up for sale as much as Yael did.
Or poop her poop on live God. TV. That was so bad.
Was it the week? I don't remember if you were here last season and everyone was talking about how terrible it was and we had a guest. And I was like, are you kidding me? That was not terrible at all. I always have this fantasy of, like, slipping a laxative in someone's drink that I hate that totally deserves it. It's just, I'm sorry.
It's revenge.
Something that there's something wrong with me probably, but I thought it was so funny. I mean, terrible, but she really wasn't a nice person.
No, she really kind of deserved
so, that. And the guest, whoever we had, they were like, whoa, no. Oh, actually, I think it was Michael Rady who was here. He goes, poor girl, terrible. And I'm like, oh, yeah, no, it's so bad.
Oh, so bad.
Never do that to anybody.
No one laughed.
Yeah, not at all. Okay, back to Serena. I really hope nothing like that ever happens to her.
Yeah.
She has this thing, you know, she finds out about August. Interesting. Oh, and August, the way his head first looked after the bun got caught.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Trying to think, like, what it reminded me of.
A
exactly.
Mop?
Yeah. Well, it was just, and then they got it looking good. I just didn't think that's what it would look like.
I know, he looked so different.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess they hadn't probably, like, shaped it up yet. It was just, like, the initial cut.
So, yeah, that was really funny. But, you know, he's clearly the front runner.
Mm-hmm.
And she finds out that he slept with Quinn. And, you know, when thinking about it from her perspective, how messed up, that's just so messed up that these people are like, oh, we're here to find you a husband. I'm just going to have sex with one of them.
Well, because they're probably, she's probably like, what else are they doing?
Yeah.
Behind my back.
Yeah, and the whole idea that Rachel and Quinn are, like, making these guys pretend to like her has got to make you feel like, okay, just send me home, you know, like, I don't know what to do with all this.
Just questioning everything. Yeah. At that point.
But, like, the fact that she was surprised, I was like, they're producers, Serena. Like, that's what they do, girl. Yeah. That's what they're here for.
But still, like, you don't want to hear that someone is, like, pretending to like you, you know?
Yeah. It's true. But I was like, you're so smart. Like, you have to know some of this goes on.
Well, she probably thinks maybe some like me more than the other ones, but they don't have to be convinced.
Yeah. And as a female, you know, it's like when people call you ugly, fat, or, like, guys don't like you. It's terrible, but I think for the majority of us...
I'll let you know boys don't like that either.
Really? They don't like that either?
They don't like any of those.
Sure. Good to know. Good to know.
Yeah. I mean, it just... But a girl holds on to that, and they're like, oh, I'm not going to be able to get over that. Who said that? Who?
Yeah.
Like, I want to know. But...
Even people like Serena, who seem like, you know, they have their stuff together.
Yeah, but I think she's
not when it
so,
comes to guys.
She's so smart that she probably kind of knows what's going on, but, like, put a block up in her head because she can't go through this experience having those thoughts because there's no way any sane person would do it.
Yep.
Right.
But, you know...
Oh, I just remembered something that's in an episode coming up. It's good.
Oh, man, you're evil.
Soon? Evil. It's coming up soon?
Good stuff. I can't remember. They all kind of blur together.
You're like, what day was that on set? I don't remember.
But also Serena and Jasper.
That was cute.
I know. I'm just like, God damn it. Can't one relationship be, like, unsoiled? No. It's just going to go to the shitter.
Nope.
She's going to find out the truth that Freddie Prinze Jr., you know, totally lied and has a bet. It's from She's All Back, the movie.
That's a good reference. I'm
familiar with that. Reference.
The movie. But
although I did feel like his whole, if I saw you at the club, I would ask you for your number and call you before you left. I was like, don't stretch it. Like, you would not call her before she
got
home.
Why? That's so cute. I mean,
it was cute to say, but I was like, you're stretching it now. Just get to the kiss, dude. Yeah. I was like,
But I see him kind of as the male Serena a little bit, as far as they run in the same world. So, like, maybe he's had the same issues she's had that maybe he knows Mark Zuckerberg and thinks he's too smart. The girls don't want to date him.
Did we figure out how those two got outside together? Like, what cause them to be alone in the same place. Or did I miss that? Or did we not?
You're not supposed to let animals out of their cages.
Yeah.
I feel like some scenes got cut.
Right, and there's no cameras. I was like, oh, they're just out wandering, because, taking walks.
Yeah, I wondered that too. Yeah,
I can't remember, but I feel like some scenes got cut. Like maybe they were running long or something.
Yeah. Okay. Because I think there was like a lot of Rachel stuff, which we'll get into, that probably they had to make some time for. Well, yeah, we're getting into it right now. So I have Rachel / the rapist. Yeah, sorry, dude. Don't know your
not
name.
Not sugarcoating it. Yeah.
But that's what we're calling you. Yeah.
Every actor's dream. Hey, you know, right? I'm the rapist.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know that one? I didn't know, though. It was like, whatever. Interesting scene. Do we remember what happened to Rachel's father exactly?
He was in season one, remember?
I thought he died.
His, like, wasn't that her, like, stepfather?
No, I think that was her father, but he was, like, super medicated, which maybe now we know why.
Because she said, what did you do to dad? That's what she said to the mom. Like, what is he on?
Okay. I did not remember that.
I only know that because I had
to
rewatch the whole series with my husband, so that's the only reason why I remember that, because it was recent.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Glad we have one of you on our panel.
Yes. but yeah, apparently he was, he looked maybe Xanaxed out.
Xanaxed out, yeah.
A little loopy.
Well, she's totally devastated. I was thinking she might have been relieved at the fact that her father knew and went and beat the crap out of that guy.
I think it was because no one has, like, actually talked to her about it. Because that's what she was kind of getting at with Dr. Simon, I think, where he was like, it doesn't seem like she's had anyone to confide in. So the fact that she hasn't, like, gotten to talk about it with anyone, I think is what she was most upset about. That's how I interpreted it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why didn't my parents sit me down and ask me if I was okay? Instead, her mom is trying to cover it up and drug her dad, and it's a whole mess.
Yeah. Oy. Oy, oy, oy. Sad what day. A family. No, it's sad. Sorry, I just turned into, like, my mother, who isn't even that Jewish, and I feel like I say oy, oy, oy way more than she does. Sorry. But it happens sometimes. But yeah, it's very sad, and she seems... I can't tell if she's going to be really messed up by knowing this information, or it's going to help her start healing.
Or she's about to go off on her parents. I mean, I'm sure hopefully there's a scene coming of confrontation, of confronting the name of the episode, you know?
Yeah.
With her parents.
Yeah, because it seems
Josh is like, is there? Don't tell us.
It was a year ago.
That's true.
I know.
I feel like she always had this issue with her mother for covering it up, but maybe her dad was the one she actually trusted and she didn't think he knew, and to know that now he's betrayed her as well. And as, you know, I was mentioning before we started, that whole scene with the rapist, I'm still, like, actually unclear as to what really happened.
It's,
I'm like,
it's pronounced therapist.
It's an SNL joke. I've seen that episode.
Yeah. Boom! Very funny. I'm not clear, because he's like, oh, you told me you were 17. So I was like, was it flirting gone too far? I'm still unclear as to... I know she was 12. Why was she lying? He seemed like their versions were so different of what happened. That was actually a little perplexing for me.
It sounded like her mom and him had a weird thing. And she saw it and was curious about it. And then when he confronted her in the hall, it was like, I'm interested too. Maybe Rachel said something like that.
Like different types of couples therapy or something?
Yeah, I thought he was in couples therapy. Like, was he there with his wife? Like,
maybe it was they were swingers.
Or swapping. Yeah.
Right, because it seemed like her mother was doing something really freaky with the therapy. And then she's watching and she's pretending to be older. It left me more questions. It was so quick. I was like, wait, I have some more questions for you.
Yeah, exactly, sir. Can you not walk away?
Mr. Rapist, stop. I need to know.
I think it could maybe also explain, I mean, Rachel seems to have this sex addiction in some way, and she always goes to that. And if that is somehow what her mother did in therapy and that's what she saw, then it kind of, can make sense. It still makes sense. People are sex addicts all the time. You know, it doesn't really need to be a reason, but maybe there is one.
I think it stems from that, for sure. That's a curious age that she says she was. But 12 and 17 are vastly different to
me. I don't buy his story.
Some people, though, mature. She was an old 12-year-old.
Yeah. I mean, when I was 14, I looked a lot older, and my mom was like, open your mouth and show them your braces everywhere we went. She's like, show them your braces
right now.
And I'd be like, sorry.
You're like, Mom, I want to be 17.
God, Mom. But yeah, let's get into some predictions, and then we'll get into news and gossip and questions for Josh, because we still have a million, okay?
All right.
Even though you've been here so many times, and we love it.
Ooh. Ooh.
Do you want to start us off, Taylor?
I just looking at you. Sorry. Sure. Okay, so I agree. I think Robin's definitely going to be back. And I didn't think it before this, but you mentioned something about her maybe having a connection to Yael. Mm. And I'm like, ooh, maybe that's true. Maybe Chet is just literally so dumb and just brought in the person that they should definitely not be bringing in.
Invited the enemy, right?
Invited the enemy right in. I also am wondering, I think we're going to get more about Rachel's past, but I also think maybe we'll get more about Quinn's. I'm hoping so, at least, because Dr. Simon is trying real hard to get her to kind of open up. And I don't know if she'd open up to him, but maybe some things about her will be revealed soon, too.
For me, I don't know if this is a prediction or a hope. Mm-hmm. I want Madison, because I'm like, what is she seeing on that computer? I want Madison to go in and green light her own show.
That's what I want.
I want her to send an email saying, yes, it's a go. We're starting this pilot. We're shooting 13 episodes. That's what I want Madison to do, because that sister's worked hard. And worked hard. Oh, first it was Chet, now Gary. She's a hard worker. So I want her to get in and do something crazy in that computer. I think Rachel is going to have like a really big blow up. And I don't know. I think she's going to really have a meltdown. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
Interesting. I think August is going to be a big volatile person in these coming episodes, because he threw the word sexual harassment down in the preview. So I think maybe he's going to kind of be maybe what Jeremy has to clean up again, or what Quinn has to clean up and shove it, push it under the rug. And then I think Madison's going to come back and be like, I discovered this about Gary. We can push him out, and then Quinn's going to get her empire, and that's what I think is going to happen.
Ooh, wow. I would love that. I never thought about that. I think, you know, with man bun comes wisdom, and now it's gone. So we're just going to see August be a crazy person, like a chicken with its head cut off. He doesn't know what to do. And so he's, you know, sexual harassment. We see threats of it being shut down again. But Quinn, you know, will end up on top. But if maybe Rachel confronting this whole thing with her family and, you know, the man that raped her a long time ago, maybe it could make her stronger. Like I said, I'm really not sure which way it could go. And she could help Quinn. That's very high.
Ooh,
that's
like that.
Having some high hopes for Rachel. But, yeah.
Gotta have hopes for Rachel.
Well, you're always disappointed, okay?
Yes. She's always letting us down.
I know. It's like that mother that's like, I don't even want to know anymore, okay?
Yes.
Let's get into some news and gossip. I know we have a little bit, right?
Yeah, we have a little bit. Well, Shiri Appleby actually directed this episode, and I think that she's directing... Fun. We have a little soundboard thing now. Awesome.
There's lights.
And I believe that she's directing a few more in season 4 as well. So she's just killing it in front and behind the camera. Jeffrey Boyer Chapman has a new podcast out, Conversations with Jeffrey, I think.
Conversations with others?
With others.
Right.
Something conversations
with someone.
With someone. And Aubrey Plaza was just on it, so that should be pretty good. I'm definitely going to have to listen to that. And then... You didn't actually cut your finger off, but we really thought that you did. Do you want to tell that story?
Sam knew I didn't.
Well, I literally...
Oh, you knew. I just...
It sounds like I stalk you or something, because you came in last week, and I looked at my phone, and I was like, is your finger okay? And he was like, yeah.
I had it taped up that day. I hadn't come clean yet.
You were really trying to convince a lot of people.
What was that again? I never said I cut it off. I just took pictures of it. And I said, oh, you win some, you lose some. At least it's not a trigger finger.
But how did you make it look like it was just...
Well, I did that just on a lark, like real quick, and I literally threw some ketchup, and I was like, and it doesn't look real. But then that's why I wanted to make the realistic looking one with it being sewn back on, because I wanted people to... I was just kind of messing with people.
Wanted attention?
You messed with me.
Yeah, me and Leslie before were like, oh my God, did you see that?
When I'm sitting here, I'm like, guys, he's fine.
I know. Sam's a smart one.
We were worried.
We were concerned.
I was concerned when I saw... Oh, no, it was 2 weeks ago when I saw
it. I revealed it in a video the next day. Yeah. Like, I have a video of me doing like a magic trick and talking about...
Are you into magic at all?
Kinda. I've always been fascinated by illusions, but not really. I took some classes at the Magic Castle and realized, it's not really for me.
That's so fun, though.
Well, I love the Magic Castle.
It's cool. I haven't been. Magic. It's on the LA bucket list.
The only thing I saw in the news was Constance Zimmer. Quinn was this week in Melbourne promoting Unreal Down Under. And she appeared on this show called The Project, which is like a TV news show down there. And I also saw in an article, an Australian article, that the man bun was actually hair extensions that he had in. So his hair has always been short. No. So. Oh, that was a tidbit for this
episode.
Well,
they did a good job.
Yeah,
because I totally believed it. So.
Oh, I really hope the men don't start buying those.
Oh, my God.
I saw the extensions on Groupon, actually. But gross. But I think his were strand by strand. They weren't the cheap Groupon ones.
August was able to pull it off. This is the only time I'm like, oh, that's hot. But that's it. Yeah.
Just never again.
Stop it. So I was listening to Caitlin Bristow's podcast Off the Vine this week because I drive a lot and I listen to weird podcasts, like stuff about The Bachelor. She was the old bachelorette, and she was interviewing Chris Harrison, who, you know, is the Graham of the show, and she asked him about it. And Chris Harrison, you know, he was like, everyone thinks I hate it. I really don't hate it, but they should have come to us first, and we could have worked together to kind of brand a mission statement between the two shows, and, you know, I would have been able to help more, but they never asked us, and then they kind of just said, oh, we heard they hated it, and he's like, I don't hate it, I don't really care. I mean, I thought he sounded a little bit bitter.
Yeah.
And defensive. I'm on Team Unreal.
Yes.
Just saying.
How would that have worked? Like, they would have never agreed on how to tell that story.
How do you brand those together?
Yeah.
And he would have said no to everything. We don't do that. Yeah. We don't do that.
Him and Constance are buddies, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Okay, that's
and
cool.
He talked about that in the interview, and he said Brendan last week when he was here, Brendan Elliott said that he might, Brent, did I say Brendan?
Yeah.
Brennan, sorry.
I wasn't going to correct you.
Brennan. Brendan Elliott. A lot of names here, guys. But he said that he knew that Chris Harrison might be coming to set, and he got super excited, but then it never ended up happening.
Yeah.
So, there's that. But it's an interesting interview if you guys like The Bachelor and if you like this show. So I would suggest checking it out. A couple more questions for you since we have you here.
I'll dish all the dirt.
I might have asked you this before long ago, but I'm going to do it again. Since we know you're a prankster, tell us about some pranks on set because don't lie. You've probably done many.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was fun. Freddie and I would prank each other. So in the first season it was in the summer, it was really hot, and I bought an air conditioner for my room, but Freddie doesn't spend any money unless it's on his fiance's ring. And so he would just swelter away in this hot, bright room that he lived in. And so I put this little thing called an annoyatron in his room. So every like 5 to 10 minutes it makes a cricket sound. And I told him when I was leaving, I was like, you can sleep in my room if you want, like, because, you know, I have an air conditioner and stuff. It's nice. And but he never did. And so apparently, because he had one more day of work, I didn't intend on disrupting his sleep before work. But he was like, that's all he could talk. He's like, we're on the 11th bloody floor. How does a cricket? And I'd get up and it wouldn't make a sound. That went Australian. That was a little more August for me, Freddie. But so that was fun. And on One Life to Live, I used to play a lot of pranks. That was really fun. We used to mess with JP Lavoisier.
That's
cool.
I know. So my stepmother is a soap opera actress, like kind of an ex, and she comes back. But Josh actually played her son.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh!
Oh wow!
That's so cool. Yeah, you guys. I mean, did you? Cause was she gone most of the time you were around?
Yeah, she was gone. She was. I hadn't seen her since my childhood because she left. This is what made me a jaded con artist.
Oh.
She left, and my father got real depressed and killed himself, and I found him. And I had to take care of my sister, and so I wanted to kill your mom.
Oh, sounds like a soap opera.
Yeah.
She's my stepmother. You know, sometimes I do, too. It's okay. Sorry. No.
Does that mean she doesn't watch the show?
Yeah.
Fuck. Oh, sorry. Anyways, so sorry about that.
Family issues.
Well, that should have been the name of this episode, was Daddy Issues, because that's what I thought when Rachel saw the scene. I was like, Daddy Issues.
Do you guys have any other questions for Josh?
I'm just excited to see what Jeremy's going to do in this season.
Yeah.
With Charlie.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll become good. Not that you're not good, but maybe a new zest for life.
Uh-huh.
Because she seems light.
Why don't you recap us on your upcoming projects?
Did you tell us a couple weeks ago? Yeah?
Yeah. I think when I was here with Marcus, because he told you about that short that he was doing.
Yeah. And then, you have, what was it?
It's probably actually going to be probably Lifetime movie, but it's called Already Married, and I actually
I don't remember
that.
Good.
And then don't I have some? Oh yeah, and I Am That Man is also coming out, and I ran into the director at an audition actually, and he's really stoked about it. It's cool.
Is that an indie?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's like an indie, kind of an homage to 80s action movies in some ways. Like,
those are the best.
It's cool. I play a neo-Nazi bad guy. I shaved my head for it, and I shaved like a scar in my eyebrow.
Oh my god,
that's crazy. Your hair grew fast.
Yeah. Take my vitamins.
He's a transformer, you guys. I mean, you saw him season 2 of Unreal. Now here he is. Can't wait to see that. Thank you again for joining us. We always really love having you. Where can the fans follow you online?
Just Joking JK.
Got it. What about you, Taylor?
You guys can find me on Twitter at @Elphaba_Ann and on Instagram at @Taylor_Gates_.
You guys, I'm Erica Edwards. You can follow me on all of my social media at Erica, E-R-I-K-A-D as in door, Edwards.
Hey guys, you can find me on Instagram at LMPowers15 and on Twitter at LeslyPowers15.
And you guys can find me, Sam Davidson, at samdavidsonentertainment.com, Twitter and Instagram at samd43. And we will be here next week, same time, same day, with Alex Sparrow. Bye.
Yeah,
bye.
Alexi.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only.